Ihya Uddin presents Story Time Ismail and the Sunnah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. There was once a young boy named Ismail who lived with his father, mother, and little sister. Ismail also had grandparents who lived in another city. Ismail loved his grandparents very much, and his parents would sometimes take him and his sister to visit his grandparents and stay with them for a few days. One day, when the holidays had just started, Ismail's father came home with good news. He called his children and said to them, "Insha'Allah, tomorrow we will be going to visit Dadi and Dada. Pack your bags and don't forget to take warm clothing because it's cold where they stay." Ismail was very excited, and all day long he sat and thought about all the things he would do at his grandparents' home. The following day, after Ismail's father packed the car, they recited the traveling dua and they all set off for the airport. On arriving at the airport, Ismail ran to fetch a trolley for all the bags. After they had checked in the luggage and collected their tickets, they went to the boarding area to wait for their flight to board. As they waited, Ismail's father said to him, "Ismail, we will have to perform our Maghrib Salah before boarding the plane. Come, let us go to a corner where we will not be in anyone's way and read our Salah." They thus went to a corner, worked out the Qibla, and lay down their Musallas. Then Ismail's father told him to call out the Adhan. Ismail looked around him and saw that there were many non-Muslims in the boarding area. He felt shy to call out the Adhan and read his Salah here in front of all these people. What if they laughed at him and mocked him? So he hesitated a little, but then because his father was waiting for him, he gave the azan.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
And read his salah with his father. 1 hour later, as they were high in the sky, flying above the clouds, Ismail's mother took out some food for them to eat for supper. Ismail was hungry, so he took his food eagerly and unwrapped it. However, since there was a non-Muslim person sitting next to him, Ismail felt shy to eat with his fingers, as they normally ate at home. He thought to himself, "What if this person thinks that I am dirty to eat with my fingers and lick them clean?" So he opened the cutlery packet that the airline gave him, took a knife and fork, and use these to start eating. After a few minutes, his father saw what he was doing and said, "Ismail, why are you eating with a knife and fork? Leave that knife and fork and eat in the sunnah way, like we always do at home." Ismail felt shy, but he listened to his father and ate with his fingers. A few minutes later, after Ismail had finished eating, his nose began to itch. And before he knew it, he had a gigantic sneeze. Normally, he would loudly read the dua for sneezing, so that others could reply to the dua and they could all practice on the sunnah. But since they were sitting with non-Muslims in the plane, he felt shy and kept quiet. However, his father immediately called out, "Ismail, did you forget to read the sneezing dua?" Since his father had reminded him, Ismail read it, even though he felt shy. The next day, while Ismail was at his grandparents' home, a few of his cousins came to visit. However, these cousins would not dress in the Islamic way with a kurta and topi, but would rather wear a jeans and t-shirt and would not wear any topi. When Ismail saw that his cousins had come, he wanted to play with them in the yard, but he was afraid that they would tease him for wearing his kurta and topi. Maybe they would tell him that he was acting too pious and would not want to play with him. With this thought in mind, Ismail went to the room to take out his kurta and topi. However, as he came out from the room, his father saw him and scolded him, saying, "Ismail, what is the matter with you? Yesterday you were shy to give the azan, and were shy to eat with your fingers, and were shy to read the sneezing dua. Today you are shy to wear your kurta and topi. Why are you behaving like this?" Ismail replied, "Abba, I felt shy because I didn't want the other people to laugh at me or to look at me in a funny way because I am different. Ismail's father said, Ismail, when we are following the way of Islam and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we are the ones who are normal and they are the ones who are different. We must never feel shy or embarrassed of our Islam. Our Islam is given to us by Allah Ta'ala, and Islam is the only way that Allah Ta'ala loves. Wherever we go, we should be firm on Islam and the Sunnah, as this is the only way that will make us successful in life. Never worry about what other people think of you. Ismail's father then told him a story. He said, there was once a great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose name was Hazrat Maqil bin Yasar radiallahu anhu. One day, Hazrat Maqil radiallahu anhu was eating when a morsel of food fell onto the ground. Hazrat Maqil radiallahu anhu immediately practiced on the sunnah by picking up the food, cleaning it and eating it. At that time, some of the leaders of the disbelievers were present, and when they saw him pick up the food from the ground and eat it, then they began to stare at him. However, since Hazrat Maqil radiallahu anhu was practicing on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was not worried about what the disbelievers thought. He said, I will not leave out the sunnah that I learnt from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of these disbelievers. Ismail's father then said, Ismail, this is why Allah Ta'ala made the Sahaba radiallahu anhum so successful. Wherever they went in the world, they did not try to blend in and fit in with the ways of the people. Rather, they always showed people the beauty of Islam and the Sunnah. And through their example, many people were attracted to Islam and became Muslims. So, no matter where we are, we must never be shy of our deen and the Sunnah. Rather, the Sunnah must always be seen in our lives. Ismail understood what his father said and realized his mistake. He understood that he should always be happy that he is a Muslim, and Islam is the greatest gift of Allah Ta'ala. He understood that he should never feel shy of his Islam. So from that day on, wherever Ismail went in the world, and whoever was around him, Ismail's life shone brightly with the Sunnah, because he knew that it is only the Sunnah that will make him beloved to Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From this story, we learn that we must never be shy of Islam and the Sunnah. No matter where we are or who is around us, we must not leave out the Sunnah or worry about what others think of us. And we also learn that the reason why Allah Ta'ala made the Sahaba radiallahu anhum successful is that their lives showed true Islam and the Sunnah, and this attracted the disbelievers to Islam. The end.